The Indiana-based mall operator Simon Property Group sued Indiana in 2011, saying the state was giving Amazon an unequal business advantage by not requiring it to charge sales tax. Amazon doesn't collect sales tax in most states. State Budget Director Brian Bailey says the difference between those states and Indiana is that Amazon has 4 distribution centers here.
Because of those distribution centers, there's an argument that Amazon has a physical presence in the state, which is what's required constitutionally in order for a state to be able to collect taxes.
In the settlement that resulted from the lawsuit, Amazon agreed to start charging the tax at the beginning of this year. The tax is assessed on any items being shipped to Indiana and is expected to bring in $22.5 million this year and $57 million next year in state revenue. An Amazon spokesman said in an email that the company, quote, strongly supports federal legislation to resolve the sales tax issue, and Amazon offers the best prices with or without sales tax. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Gretchen Frazee.